Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert has managed to become one of the most powerful men in the country without ever becoming a household name. New Yorker magazine dispatched novelist Jonathan Franzen to Washington to write a profile. NPR's Renee Montaigne spoke with Franzen about his story appearing in this week's issue.
Jonathan Franzen is best known for his complex satirical novels. He's described himself as a liberal softy, residing in a Manhattan literary subculture devoid of Republicans. So for Franzen, Capitol Hill, and especially conservatives like Dennis Hastert and former Speaker Newt Gingrich, were foreign territory. He says he was surprised to find himself actually drawn to Hastert's style. The Illinois Republican is a former high school teacher and coach and star heavyweight wrestler himself, who reminds Franzen of nothing so much as a truck.
He is built like a truck. He has sort of truck windshield eyeglasses. His shoulders are about twice the width of mine. He towers over people, and it's a little bit intimidating, but there's also something kind of lovable and cute about him. So I think that combination actually is not insignificant. And indeed, he formed the most important alliance of his career, which is with Tom DeLay, when the two got together to work on deregulating trucking back in the late 80s. So trucks are really all over his life.
Tom DeLay, most people know Tom DeLay's name. Very few would know the name Dennis Hastert, even though he's second in line to the presidency as the Speaker of the House. So what's going on there?
It's developed into a very effective working relationship between the two. Hastert is a behind-the-scenes, detail-oriented guy. He calls the meetings. He sits there for 8 hours, tries to make people come together. And I think he's very happy to let the more articulate and more sensational DeLay go out, cause trouble, irritate people intensely. Instead of having it all in one package, as we did with Gingrich, the roles really were split.
Now, you write in this article, though, that affable enough as Dennis Hastert seems to be, he's quite tough.
He was a coach, and he really seems to have been translated almost perfectly from this guy who liked to work with young people, but who was also an incredibly intense competitor, into being this kind of affable fatherly figure in the House, who also is rather ruthless in getting rather extreme legislation passed.
So he is effective in your view?
Oh, he does seem to be effective. He doesn't have a very large majority in the House, and he has to hold together that majority and somehow find ways to keep the Democrats from peeling off Republican moderate votes.
Can you give us an example that you observed or that you found out about as you were researching the article?
Back in late June, the House and the Senate were trying desperately to get Medicare prescription drug legislation passed. On the day the vote was scheduled, Hastert was still maybe 20 votes short of a majority. And if you were watching C-SPAN, you saw the vote stuck at 215 to 215 for nearly an hour. And he was down there on the floor, big, yard and a half wide shoulders, red face, looming over people, trying to get them to vote for the damn bill. And finally, he did manage to turn one legislator, and immediately there was a gavel, and the thing passed. And as he put it afterwards, you know, there's always blood on the floor after a vote like that.
Is he then a partisan figure?
He's an interesting mix. Rhetorically, compared to most of his predecessors, he's extremely unpartisan. You will almost never find him taking a cheap shot at the Democrats, even in rather closed fundraising situations. He's unfailingly polite. At the same time, he comes out of this Illinois tradition of pretty serious professional party membership and is intensely loyal and flies 3 times a week to a different congressional district. All of this drudge labor on behalf of the party. So he behaves in a partisan way, but he doesn't speak in a partisan way the same way someone like Tom DeLay or even Bill Frist over in the Senate does.
So after you'd spent some time with
with
Denny Hastert, as his friends and colleagues call him, at one point he asks you, well, where are you from?
Yes, when it came out that I had been born and spent part of my childhood rather close to his district, the whole atmosphere between us softened greatly. I think up until that point I had been an object of considerable suspicion, and suddenly I morphed into a Midwesterner, and things softened. The whole experience of spending the summer in Washington brought home to me the real mystery of political conviction. When I was growing up in the Midwest, the cardinal rules of socializing were you don't talk about religion and you don't talk about politics. And if you don't do that, you can be friends with all sorts of people. At some level, it's just unaccountable how violently different people's political convictions are, even though talking about anything else, you get along great and find lots of common ground. So there was something kind of undertow of sadness about that unbridgeable gap, even amidst all the good feeling.
Jonathan Franzen, thanks very much for talking with us.
A great pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
Novelist Jonathan Franzen's profile of Speaker of the House Dennis Hastert appears in this week's New Yorker. I'm Renee Montagne, NPR News.